Well, hey everybody, welcome to our online worship service. My name is Josh Erickson, and I'm one of the pastors of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, and I am honored to be spending whatever time we get to spend together, whenever we might be spending that time together. Well, today, this week, and for this weekend, we are celebrating Pride for this year. We are an open and affirming church, and every once in a while, we take an opportunity to talk about that, what that means and how important it is, and that is that time of year. If you're watching this as it comes out in the first time, it's the beginning of June 2026, when Pride is being celebrated across the country and maybe even the world. Well, again, we're grateful to have this time together with you, and we hope our time together is a blessing to you. Well, one of the things that my wife and I like to do right now is to play this game, will our son make the baseball team or the basketball team in high school? If you've had kids or you've been around kids, you know how this game goes. You wonder about your kid's future. And in this case, because we are a sports family, we are wondering if our son's going to make the teams in high school. Now, this might sound a little weird to you if you don't know how old he is. He's about to finish seventh grade, and so we are just looking ahead. Now, this is like an important conversation because, you know, we hope he does because he likes playing sports. It's part of his friend group. It's about using his skills and abilities. But we know that if he doesn't make it, eventually he'll be okay. Will I be okay if he doesn't make it? Eventually I'll be okay too. But it's a game we play because we wonder about our future. Now, we do hope he makes it because it's an important part of his life. But it does help me understand the pain and the challenges that many people go through, whether they're wondering about whether their kid, whether their family, whether their friends are going to fit in. Because people are wondering if they fit in or are going to make it in all kinds of places. It's not just sports. People wonder about that with music, with auditions for choirs and bands, with plays and musical and other opportunities, scholastic events or whatever it might be, writing competitions. There's all these places. But there's perhaps one place where it's especially painful if people are wondering if they're going to fit in and be welcomed, and that's with the church. It's a really painful thing if you are wondering if the people that are supposed to be welcoming and not judgmental are going to welcome you into a church family. And there's a group of people who have been left wondering this for a very long time, and in many cases, and that's people who identify as being LGBTQIA+, some or all of that. People who are in that community wonder if the church is going to welcome them because the church has historically not been as welcoming or as inclusive as it could be. Now, we want to affirm that Park Ridge Presbyterian Church is an open and affirming community, which means that all are welcome to be a part of the life of our church. Now, what this means is that some people never wonder if they're welcome. Some people never wonder if they're going to be included. Like, if you're straight, if you're white, you don't wonder if you're going to be included because, frankly, you have always been included. And that circle has expanded a little bit at times. There have been times where women have wondered if they're going to be welcomed at the leadership table because churches haven't always affirmed women. And not all churches do in our era, which is kind of crazy for some of us to say that out loud because it's still true. But people who identify as LGBTQIA have been excluded for a very long time. And only in recent years have they been embraced and included more and more, and only embraced formally by our church. Now, when that change happened a few years ago, a lot of people said, I think this is just going to make official what's already been true. And I appreciate that, but we also have to remember that people and Christians have a tendency to want to draw smaller circles as opposed to drawing bigger circles. And one of the things that we know from looking at the journey of the church is that when we draw a bigger circle, things go better for us than when we draw a smaller circle. And we try to make it harder to know if people are loved or not. Now, I say this kind of not a lot or maybe often enough that you know this is one of the ways I think about history and think about the church is that this challenge of drawing smaller circles is one that we've been facing for a long time and actually from the very earliest and first days of the church. One of the biggest narratives, one of the biggest arcs of the New Testament is this question of how big is the circle? How big is it to say these are all the people who God loves? And what's interesting is that every time someone tries to draw a smaller circle, The scripture in the New Testament tells us of someone who says, no, God has drawn a bigger circle, and we need to expand the circle, not make it smaller. And that's one of the things that we find in this book of Galatians that Paul wrote to the people of Galatia. These are real people who had real problems. There was a group of people who were trying to make it so that the circle was getting smaller by setting more expectations on people who were believing in Jesus as the Messiah. Remember, in the first century, we had a group of people that were Jewish that began to believe that Jesus was the Messiah, that he was the Christ, the Lord of all. And for the beginning of that, it was Jews believing that and then trying to have an expansion of people who weren't Jewish. Everybody else in the world, pockets of people were starting to believe that Jesus was the Messiah. Well, as people tend to do, they wanted to make sure or try to make it such that there were people who believed in Jesus as the Messiah, but they said they still had to follow all of the rules and all of the laws and all of the expectations of what it meant to be Jewish in that way. And in particular, they wanted the men to be circumcised, and they wanted people to have to follow all 613 laws of the Old Testament. Now, this is what Paul described as the disciplinarian approach to faith. And Paul was against this. He was against this because what he saw was God drawing a bigger circle. What he saw was God affirming that everybody could be a part of the church, that all people are the adopted children of God because of faith, not because of anything that we did, but because of what God did. And what did God do? God said, I love you all. He sent Jesus to be with us, to show us what love looks like in action, welcoming people again and again that have been rejected by faith-based leaders. He showed us what the ultimate love looked like by having Jesus die so that all could be absolved of our sin and be welcomed into God's family perfectly as the adopted children that God wants us to be. And in the way that Paul put it, he reminds us that there in Jesus, all are part of the adopted family of God, which means, and this is Paul's words, that there's no Jew or Greek, nor male or female, nor slave or free, because those binary human categories that we use to make a smaller circle, God says, bust them up, expand them, make that circle as big as possible, because everyone is welcomed in the family. Everyone is welcomed because everyone is an adopted child of God. And what I love about Paul's push there is that when we understand that that simply pushes us to draw a bigger circle, it encourages us to still do that today. Now, for many people anymore, they hear this and they find this as an encouragement to push forward and to just affirm that they are welcoming and inclusive of people in their lives. I know that's not true for everybody, and it's not a prerequisite exactly for being a part of our church, but it is a value that we hold up and we hope everybody will embrace. So if in this Pride season, you are finding yourself simply encouraged to draw and continue to draw a bigger circle, I hope that this is encouraging to you. The reminder that we are all adopted children of God. But for some people, you might need encouragement like I have at different times of my life to expand your circle. I often think about this, and others have said this too, that when you think about the LGBTQIA+ community, there's a lot of letters there, and you probably know what they all stand for. But maybe in this season, you have grown accustomed to one or two of those letters being a part of your circle of people that you believe are adopted children of God, like you and me. And maybe what you can do is think about adding another letter to your circle, recognizing that all people are God's loved children and that all people are welcome in God's family. As our church, we want to be a church that welcomes all, includes all people, keeps all people safe by all means as well, but that we show that everybody's welcomed to every aspect of our church. Now, every once in a while, this becomes real and very practical for us. And that happened recently in our church's life. Recently, we had a baptism, and every baptism is special, but there was something unique about this particular baptism. And what it was is that, as far as we know, we had a baptism for a son of a couple that was the first same-sex couple to have a child baptized in our church. Now, this was noteworthy in and of itself, but on that day, we didn't make much of a deal of it because we hope this is sort of an ordinary circumstance. And I found it to be very special, and so did Pastor Amanda as well for a variety of reasons. And as the day unfolded, the family had a baptism reception in our chapel, and I went up to greet the family and say hello, and I went up to someone who I had noticed was taking a lot of pictures during the baptism and a lot of video. And I thought perhaps this was just the designated person who sometimes a family picks to make sure one person is taking as many pictures or videos as possible. And what I found out as I was talking to this individual is that this was the grandma of the baby that had been baptized. And furthermore, I found out that this grandma was actually also a pastor. And what I found out further in this conversation is that they were a pastor of a church that wouldn't necessarily welcome their daughter and daughter-in-law into their church family all the way. And what the mom said to me stuck with me. She said, "I can't tell you how special this day is for Aubrey and Michelle. I can't tell you how special it is for them because they wondered if they would ever find a church that would welcome them for who they are, that would accept them for who they are, and help them have a faith journey and a faith home, and then eventually a faith home for their son." And the mom said to me, the grandma said to me, "Thank you for being that church." Now, because I didn't want to get her all weepy and teary because it was a happy baptism celebration, I gave her a hug and said, "You're welcome. We're honored to be that church." When we think about drawing the circle bigger, what we do is we give a church home and a church family to everybody. A bigger circle means that everybody knows that they are an adopted child of God. It means that everybody knows that there is a church family, and there are many of these, but we're one of them, where all means all. It means that we give hope to people, that there's a God who loves all, and a community wants to embody that. So in this Pride Sunday, in this Pride season, let's remember that we are part of a church advancing a hope that the circle is big and all are welcomed. Amen. Would you please pray with me? God, we are so grateful that you have a sense of expanding love and that bigger circle. God, as we seek to be people who embrace that, help us to be people who understand that all really does mean all. God, we give you thanks for anyone and everyone who has never wondered whether they're welcome. And we're grateful for those of us that have experienced that. But we also lift up to you and give you thanks for people who have thought they were out and wondered with so much doubt if they would ever be in. And God, help us to be mindful of that journey too. And that through the beautiful work of your presence in our lives, that we come together to become one church and one family. God, we ask that you help us to remember that you are the God who draws a bigger circle, and help us to do the same. We pray this in your name. Amen.